New Year's Eve, I come before the Lord and seek the Lord for some vision for the coming year, some goal, some aim to hang on and to hold on. And I've chosen this passage of Scripture because I believe that this is what the Lord gave me anyhow, and I want to pass on to you as well. Maybe you might also take this as your goal, your aim for 2018. Simon Peter was one of the leading apostles. Among the disciples, he was considered the leader. Jesus one day said to him, Peter, when Simon Peter revealed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus said to him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven has revealed it to you. And then Jesus said to him, Peter, upon this rock, upon your faith, I will build my church. Peter was one of the leaders among the disciples. And they often, Peter would react when any question was asked. Peter was the first one to give an answer. He was so childlike in his response, desperately wanting to please his Lord. But after denying Jesus, Jesus turns around and says to Peter, not Peter, but Simon, taking him back to when they first met, when his name was just Simon. In Greek, Simon means snub nose, a name given to a baby boy. In Hebrew, Simon means one who hears and listens, one who learns. Jesus takes him back. And just before now, Jesus ascends into heaven. He comes and he speaks to Simon Peter. The first question Jesus asks Peter, or Simon, do you truly love me? That's agape. I looked this up, and on two occasions, the first and second question, Jesus uses the word agape love, the sacrificial, self-giving love. And then on the last question, he uses the ordinary word for love, filio, which is brotherly love. So the first question, do you truly love me more than these? And all Peter's achievements, all that he had achieved in his life, his career as a fisherman, the many friends that he now had, his position in the little group that followed Jesus among the disciples, he was the leader there. He loved these things a great deal. They were dear to him. And Jesus asked him, Simon, do you truly love me more than all these things? The second question Jesus asked him, Simon, do you truly love me? Is your love sacrificial, dedicated? Is it laid on the line? And then the third question Jesus asked him, Simon, do you love me? Filial love, brotherly love. Do you just merely love me? I think Simon prided himself that he was the most loving of all the disciples, that he loved Jesus. And it must have been expressed by the way he reacted, by the answers he gave Jesus, by his quick response. I think he had a very high opinion about himself. I remember being in college and speaking to one of the other students. In fact, not only the students, but even to the tutors as well. And I told them that it was a waste of time for me being in college. I needed to be out there winning the world for Jesus. Jesus and I were going to conquer the whole world. I was looking up the records of the churches that I pastored over the years. And from the beginning to when I first took over the pastorate in each of the churches that I went to, and when I actually left, there wasn't much change. It had gone up and it had gone down. Some of them I left when they had a few more members, and some of them they had even less members. So I really didn't change the world as I thought I would. And Peter must have also thought the same. Looking at the disciples, his love for Jesus was just so wonderful. Yeah, when the disciples said, or John said to the disciples, when Jesus said, throw your nets on the other side of the boat. And when they did that and collected such a hoard of fish, John said, it is Jesus. And Peter didn't even wait. He jumped into the water just as he was. The Bible says he just had his loincloth on, that's all. Jumped in the water to be with Jesus. He could not be with Jesus quick enough. He thought his love for Jesus was infinite. No shadows. Nothing questionable about his love. In the past, Peter was so sure of his love. In Matthew 26, verse 33, he tells Jesus, even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. You know, I've said a few things. So assured of myself. And then had to eat humble pie because of letting Jesus down. In John 13, verse 37, Peter says this, I will lay down my life for you. Three times he denied that he knew Jesus. Three times. You know, the true test after denying Jesus was when he had nothing to do. Jesus was no longer there. The first thing he turned to was one of his pet hobbies. Anyone ready for fishing? The other disciples were saying, yeah, come on, we've got nothing else to do. Let's do it. So they go out fishing. And of course, out all night, catch nothing. Absolutely nothing. In his high opinion about his love being the greatest among the disciples there. It's so easy to measure ourselves by those round about us. But the actual measure really is taken from Jesus. He's the example in our lives. Peter's reply to Jesus' three questions were these. Listening to Peter's reply, which began so confidently, but at the end, he begins to consider his denial and admits the flaws in his love, the weakness in his love. Simon, do you truly love me more than these? Peter replies, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Peter, in his teaching, actually said this to those whom he taught. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. It is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. When judgment came to Peter, he was found faltering. Simon Peter, do you truly love me? agape love? Do you truly love me? Peter replies, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Peter, in his teaching, actually said this. 1 Peter 4, verse 17. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. What a lesson, eh? Not to pat ourselves on the back, thinking that we're better than anyone else. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Peter actually taught those that were under him. Jesus' last question, Simon Peter, do you love me? Brotherly love. Peter, really broken now, seeing the distinction that Jesus is making there, he turns around and he says this, Lord, you know all things. You know I have a flawed love. You know. Underneath it all, Lord, I love you. I love you. I think Peter must have been hurt that Jesus should ask him three times, do you love me? Do you truly, do you really love me? But that last question must have broken Peter. Peter, do you just merely love me? Lord, there's nothing I can hide from you. You know everything. You know that I love you. Peter taught those who were under him. From 1 Peter 4 verse 8, he said this, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. Love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. It's almost as if Jesus, before ascending into heaven, before leaving here, came to again remind Peter and the disciples about his reign, his rule, his throne. His throne is bathed in love. It was initiated in love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. That whosoever believeth in him, even though we have a flawed love, even though we may not measure up to what we hoped to be, God's love for us is infinite. Jesus comes and he poses this last question on each one of us. Nathan, do you love me more than these? Celia, do you love me? Anne, do you truly love me? I don't know what 2018 holds. I want to be one who really loves Jesus. Who again finds a deep love for Jesus. I thank God for all that I have, for all that I have come to in my walk with Jesus up until now. But I know that there's still much room for more love. I know you must feel the same as well. And love for Jesus must be expressed in our love for one another. For as often as you eat this bread, Jesus, you remember my death until I return. But also, the Bible says that the world will know that you are my disciples by your love for one another. Yeah? By your love for one another. I love Paul's, I didn't want to use anything from Paul's letters this morning, but I just can't help it. I love the Romans 13, where he says, love is patient and kind, and I want to be that. I want to be that in my marriage. I want to be that in my friendships. I want to express my love for Jesus among those whom I rub shoulders with day by day. I want Jesus to see a difference in me in 2018 and in you. And I believe that Jesus came back just to test Peter, so that in that area that is most important with regard to our relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our love for Him expressed in our love for each other. May 2018 be an awesome blessing, not only to us, but those round about us, because of our love for Jesus. I want to be motivated by love, as Jesus was driven by love. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 to 9, Peter says this. Jesus says to him, feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. And then in that reading, 1 Peter 1, verse 6 to 9, Peter says this. In this, you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though purified by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus is revealed. Though you have not seen Him, yet you love Him. Hallelujah. And even though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him, and you are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. Hallelujah. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. Hallelujah. Peter is here reminding us that, yes, even though he had a flawed love, he was receiving the goal of his faith, the salvation of his soul. And that is for everyone who puts their faith and trust in Jesus. He will never let us down. Hallelujah. His love for us has no flaws. There's no gray areas or dark areas or shadows in his love for us. It is pure love. Hallelujah. It is pure love. May God keep us ever so close to him in 2018, as we live our lives to please Him in all that we do. I didn't write the words, but I'm just reminding you of a song that I love so much. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. Our fellowship, of kindred minds is like to that above. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to close now with another song, In Christ Alone. In Christ Alone.